Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I feel like today could be, and I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do I Was Right Radio, because I will save that for people who believe in things like scoreboards.
What are you, Colin Coward?
And made up things like,
where Colin was right.
Made up things like that people are keeping score.
So who won the argument between you and Jonathan last night?
I don't know. It was loud noises.
Wait, which argument?
I don't even know what you guys were arguing about.
I don't know. At some point, it was just yelling.
The bickerstaff.
Well, it would sure seem like the guy who talked about adjustments and, do you have to make adjustments when you have this kind of talent? Sure seems like that could be a champion's pose for me. I would also like to point out, and this one goes out to my buddy Taylor. Taylor and I, 2 days ago, when I made the comment about, I think you're going to find yourself watching more of the NFL draft than Cavs Magic Game 3. Taylor went hard on social media after me. Basically shot down my character, right? The morning show used our sound appropriately, but let's be fair. They then turned into a topic, which is not what we asked. So it made me look like I was being a hater on the Cavs. And I simply said was, I think we are a little tuned out on this series because it has been interesting. And if that game isn't interesting on Thursday night, we could find ourselves watching more NFL draft than Cavs and the Magic. And lo and behold, it was maybe not how most people thought Game 3 would go. The 92.3 The Fan social media account on Twitter, and of course, Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, tweeted out this morning, what did you watch more of last night, the Cavs loss to the Magic or the NFL draft? And almost 81% of 750 votes saying the NFL draft. So I don't do I Was Right Radio, but that take aged very well for me.
Congratulations, Nick.
I mean, it matters. My credibility has been restored. I just think, and what I was reminded of last night, because we do want to get to the Cavs here very shortly. What I was reminded of last night, there is no such thing as a bad NFL draft. There isn't. They're bad picks. They're bad decisions. There's awkward moments. There's hilariously dumb moments in the draft. But, like, every draft is sacred. Every draft is amazing. Because what makes the draft amazing isn't whether you like your team's draft or not. It's the fact that everybody's invested. If your team has a draft pick, you know who you want them to take, and you know how you want them to handle the draft. And if they do what you want, you're thrilled. But the anticipation up to it, it's everything. And then here's the thing. If, like us, if your team doesn't have one, you have FOMO. Like, man, I wish we had the 23rd pick right now that's been since traded three more times. I could end up with Jacksonville last night. Oh, and by the way, the theater. Like, again, there were, what, six trades? That's pretty tame for a first round.
Yeah, I thought there'd be more trades, honestly.
Yeah, and so it kind of tame from a trade perspective. But, like, that didn't necessarily kill the buzz last night. I watched every single second of the NFL draft last night, and I did have. I mean, I had the Cavs on my phone, so I was watching both games, but, like, once we got to halftime, it was like, oh, Actually, no, that's not fair. Once we got into the third quarter and I saw them actually lose heart even more, the draft reeled me in.
So I was into the draft. I was, again, last night was pretty cool. You know, my son has become this crazy, not crazy, but he's really, really smart with the players. You know, he's like, I swear, we've called him like Mel Kiper Jr.
Yeah.
Because he's like into it. And so we're watching the draft last night, locked in. The Cavs were on. We were at a restaurant, and the Cavs were on one TV, the draft was on the other. And as the Cavs game got further and further out of reach, was out of reach basically after the first quarter, midway through the first half. Anyway, so that game became background noise.
Yeah.
And it was all draft.
I got to say, you sent us a video of LeMahon last night.
Oh, dude,
he was in on it. I saw, and I don't know if this is going to concern you, I saw shades of young Nick Wilson there, of somebody who was just like on it. Like somebody who was just like, no, this is what has to happen, and knowing every player in the draft. I was proud of LeMahon last night. That was awesome.
Oh, dude, if he's into it like that, I'm going to bring him on next year. I'm bringing to work and do a segment with him.
Dude, why not? Okay.
People would love it.
Here's the thing. Why not the midweek mock? And we just have him handle it.
Tatum's mock. Foxometer.
The Foxometer, yeah.
The Foxometer.
Yeah. And we can do it from a different angle. I love that idea. Now, what I don't love.
You know
what
I don't love? Waiting the whole first round for the Bills to pick with my boy, and they trade out of the entire first round.
I did find that pretty funny.
Oh, man, it was brutal.
I did.
We were up till almost 1 a.m. watching that thing.
One, because, especially when the Chiefs took Xavier Worthy, another wide receiver that the Bills could have taken, and they used the pick that they traded up with the Bills to get Xavier Worthy. I thought that was interesting. I thought that was mildly funny. Here's the thing. You hate when your team does that, yet it's also just phenomenal theater. And if you're wondering why we're now 6 minutes into the show and we haven't talked about the Cavs last night, it's because we're giving as much effort to the Cavs as the Cavs gave last night. And I'll say, man, like, I was kind of tongue-in-cheek about the I was right thing. Last night was the sum of all my fears. Every time we've talked about this series, about the Cavs leading up to it, the final 20 games of the season, last night is what I knew was possible, what I expected to happen at least once in this series. And I'll be honest with you, even though we were talking on and off air, I couldn't tell you if I thought the Cavs were going to win because I didn't have a good feel for the game. I'll be honest with you, man, it didn't make it any more enjoyable. That was flat out embarrassing for a team. And it's not that they lost. It's not about losing. It's about how you lost and the fact that that game was over 3 minutes into that game.
So disappointing. You know, I expected it to be a tight matchup. I thought the Magic could win. But I did not think that would happen. I did not. You know, again, I thought it'd come down to the final 3 minutes of the game. Vegas was way off on that spread, by the way, because the public was all over Orlando.
Yep.
Which is, to me, surprising.
Yeah.
But they were right.
I'll be honest with you. My non-negotiable for my favorite teams is consistency of effort. And this team, all the final 20 games. And listen, this is why I wasn't all over the injuries. This is why I couldn't just say, oh, it's just the injuries. Guys, playing together and being consistent has nothing to do with having spent 82 games together or having your core on the court for 20 games together. That's about focus. That's about leadership. That's about, I don't know. It's about want. It's about playing together. You don't, like, because here's the thing. The Cavs showed you the first two nights, the first two games, they didn't have to play their best basketball to win. Now, again, that was at home. Home cooking, you can have a B-minus game two nights in a row at home, especially for this team. And have a chance to have easy, comfortable wins. But last night, you know what pissed me off? And I'll be honest with you. I think anybody who didn't come out and go scorched earth on the Cavaliers today was a chicken. I'm going to tell you, no matter on this station, any station, the Cavs deserve to be excoriated today. I didn't even say that word right, but whatever that actual word is that I just completely biffed on air, that's what they deserve. Because that was embarrassing. And here's the thing. Everybody settled. At some point in the last 20 games, at some point after that Charlotte game, because we don't want to have expectations for our teams, because we don't want to be upset, because we don't want the bad thing to happen, and here's the thing. We don't want to hear that the bad thing could happen. No. No, all we want is Homer Radio anymore. All we want is for everyone to paddle our fannies and tell us how good this is. And I'll be honest with you. I'm not talking about the average fan here. I'm talking about people being afraid to give actual opinions on this soft-ass basketball team because they don't want to get somebody mad at them on social media. Well, I'll say it right now. 216-474-0092 at Nick Wilson says, bring it, you chump. If you still are defending that team after last night, blow it out your ass. I'm serious. That was embarrassing. And here's the thing.
Hold up. Well, go ahead. You're on one.
Oh, thank you. And here's the thing. That is unacceptable. This is not about beating Orlando. That is the bare minimum. And all of a sudden, if we just beat Orlando, it'll show progress. I'm sorry. I did not condone and accept the Donovan Mitchell trade so I could get my ass waxed by Boston in the second round. And that'd be the best thing to happen in 2 years. And so all this nonsense about, you got to let it play out. How do we feel about that now? Because I'll be honest with you, last night was trash. And it's the same damn thing that happened at least once a week in the final 20 games of the year. And yet today, you know what? I'm not going to come after you guys. Hey, it was just, listen, I'm all on board with now the series begins. Now the Cavs can show me how they react to game 3. And I'm with everybody out there. If you think that, I don't think this series is over in the negative. I didn't think it was over when you're up 2-0. All right? But here's the thing. This is when you find out who your team is. But last night, it was unacceptable. In the moments we did find something out about this team, because it went from a 10-point game to a 20-point game to a 30-point game to a 40-point game. And not one damn player was in a position to or had the scones to step up and stop the bleeding. I don't care that you lost. I really don't. I care that in every quarter you lost a little bit more heart. By the fourth quarter, who gives a damn? Who gives a flying you-know-what about the fourth quarter? It didn't matter because it didn't matter to them. And I'm going to tell you, right now, I'm giving Donovan about 25% of a pass because I don't think he's healthy. It's not the knee. It might still be a little bit of the knee. It's the ribs. Wendell Carter's cheap shot might have swung this from a 5-game series to being a 7-game series. I don't know because Donovan looked not just human last night. I mean, he looked mortal last night. And the problem is, every time, and here's the problem. I heard people bitch about George Niang. I heard people bitch about Max Strus. I heard people bitch about Marcus Morris or this one or that one. Guys, it's about your core four. All right? And listen, Jarrett is still playing his butt off.
Jarrett Allen is just having an all-star type of series. He really is.
So Jarrett, I'm separating you out over here from the rest of the core four. And you know what, Donovan? I'm a little bit going to put you over here as well. All right? Because when a dude's playing through injuries and it's multiple injuries, that's heart to me. I'll take that even if it sucks to watch because you know that guy's capable of more when he's 100%. This is on Darius and it's on Evan and it's on the coach. All right? I don't care that you lost last night. I care you got smoked and then you did what you've done at points this year where you became front runners. When this team, oh man, when this team gets up by 20, get out the dog chain. We're dogs. We're collegiate up in here. Look at how bad we are. I'll be honest with you. We're about to retire the damn hashtag because you're not letting them know anything that anybody wants to know. And again, it's not about last night. It is about this is a through line. This is the same crap we've seen for 3 months, and it's unacceptable. You should be able to win. You should be able to be competitive. It's not about winning or losing. You should be competitive if Donovan can't have a good night because he's banged up. And here's the thing. You play winning basketball, your best players on the road have to win. Right? When we're at home, I'll talk about George Niang and whether he's on or not. When we're at home, I'll talk about Max Strus or not. But we all know there's two things that matter when you're on the road. There's two things you should be able to count on the road in the playoffs. And it's your best players, your stars, and it's your coach. Well, the coach doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And that I will take from last night because The men, oh, hey, we're going to go from a seven-man rotation, the same seven guys we played all series, to, hey, let's play Marcus Morris and Tristan Thompson together. Ah, they're fresh. Oh, by the way, let's just let Caris LeVert keep handling the ball at the top of the key so he can turn the ball over. And nobody stepped up. And I'm putting it right on Darius. That is a loser-ass performance by Darius. And we have all tried. I have tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. But I'm going to tell you right now, I've never been more disappointed in him. I want it for him, and I think we want it for Darius more than Darius wants it right now, because something is rotten with the Cavaliers. And again, last night, I don't think the series is over. I don't think... No, this is not about that. This is about that is unacceptable effort in the playoffs, and that should be non-negotiable.
That was a good rant by you.
I'm sweating.
But you're wrong.
I cannot stand when a team completely loses energy and heart in a playoff game to the degree that the Cavs did last night. Why? So from what I said in the first segment, though, you've said I'm wrong. What did I miss?
I just think you're overreacting to one game. It is disappointing. There's no doubt. When you lose a game by 40 points, it's absolutely embarrassing. It is something that can make fans scared, nervous, think that they lost the series. But this is one game. I mean, this happens all the time. Like, we've seen this before. In fact, let's go back to 2016, right? In 2016, the Cavaliers had a joke of an effort, too. They lost 110-77 to Golden State, right? They come back and win the next game by 30. Like, the Cavs could come back on Saturday and win by 30, and it wouldn't shock me.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't. They had one night. It was the first game, road game, and it was a test. And they got buzzsawed big time. But it's just one game. I'm not going to panic.
But here's the thing. These aren't the 2016 Golden State Warriors.
I know they're not. No, I get that. But what's crazy is that the LeBron James can lose by 30 and come back. I mean, it's just... Any team. It happened to the Celtics, Lakers back in 20, whatever it was, when they lost by 40.
So I actually agree with you that it is one game.
The Memorial Day Massacre.
I agree with you that it is just one game for now. But I think we're going to find out a lot about this team tomorrow. And I don't, this is just not the series where that's acceptable to happen. And I think if this was an outlier, like specific to that, because I think it's a great reference, and I saw a lot of people making the reference of, I'm not going to overreact to one game. So I think it's a great reference point. I would say, though, this team doesn't have LeBron. I would also say you're not playing the 2016 Golden State Warriors, and I also think, like, that Cavs team, I didn't have concerns about effort, focus, and mentality the way I have with this. And coaching, in fairness. Like, by the time the Cavs and Warriors met up in the playoffs, by that time, I trusted Ty Lue. And so, I want to see more. So you and I, we're actually in lockstep. I do not mean to say that last night...
I mean, the way you're talking, it sounds like you feel like the Cavs could lose this series.
I think the Cavs could lose this series. But
I still don't see it.
But not because of last night.
Okay.
Actually, not because they lost last night, it's because of their effort last night. Because... The Cavs, we just have to be honest with ourselves here. This team is front runners. This team is. And I hate saying that about a team that I truly do love. But this team, when everything's going well, this team could hang with anybody in the NFL just this side of Denver. I think Denver's a really tough matchup for this team, but I think this team could hang in a seven-game series with Boston and at least push them. Any team you want in the OKC is freakishly long and athletic and as great as they are. Minnesota, they're dog-faced, man. Minnesota, I think you could hang with any team, maybe not named Denver. But
I was just going to say the funny thing is, you know, no matter what happens, nobody's beaten Denver.
Yeah, I think
I mean, dude, they are literally just toying with anybody they play.
I think it's going to – I haven't seen a team that I think can beat them.
No.
But I think, like, my expectations are higher for them, and I think it's probably right. This should – let me put it this way. This should just be a one-game thing. It doesn't make it any more acceptable. And If they were playing the Pacers, or if they were playing, certainly, they're playing the Miami Heat, I'd be more concerned about last night's loss, but I'd be like, you know what? That's what happens. This can be the learning experience. That's what this needs to be, though. And the only thing that holds me back and says that I think it could be more than just a one-game thing is the fact that this team absolutely has handled adversity incredibly poor in the last 3 months. And if shots are falling, they're close. It's a brotherhood. But, like, here's the other thing. I hearken back to game two. Darius played his best stretch of basketball in a while. He hit those two big threes. He answered the call with a big, it wasn't a layup. I think it was like a float or something. And big defensive play as well, on like a three-minute stretch. And then he was coming off, and Donovan twice tried to be like pumping up, and Darius kind of just walked by him. And like, we didn't make a big deal out of it because, again,
at what point in the game was that?
This was after Darius hit the big plays in game two, where Donovan tried to like coach him up and get him excited. And Darius kind of just walked off and kind of didn't really react to it at all. And I just, my real fear is there is just something amiss with these, how this thing is built and how these guys are together. And I don't think it's as simple as we overcomplicate it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Or oversimplify it. Oh, they don't like each other. They do like each other. I just don't know they like playing together. And I don't know if it's vets versus young guys. I don't know if it's the team versus the coach. I don't know if it's the coach versus the GM. I don't know if it's Donovan versus Darius. But last night highlights something that can't be ignored. Because here's the thing. I think you should still win this series, even with last night. And I think you should still be able to go out there. You have the talent to push Boston. You really do. You have the elite kind of talent. We can hammer home what Darius hasn't been this year. We can hammer home that Donovan isn't healthy and Mobley might not be the unicorn. But, like, I think they still have the raw talent. They're not a good team. That's not fair. That tiger out of the cage there. They're not a consistent team, and you need to be consistent and consistency of effort in the playoffs. And that, to me, is why last night has to be something more than – it has to be concerning without being they're going to lose the series.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Celtics got – pretty much, and I don't say they got boat raced. It wasn't like this, right? But I mean, they lost the other night to a Heat team that had no business even being in the game. They're going to bounce back and win this series easily.
The Cavs will?
I think the Celtics are going to come back and smoke the Heat. I think the Cavs are going to come back here in game four and win game four and then come back and win it in five.
I'll talk to you after tomorrow. Because here's the thing. It's all in the Cavs now. If you come out with that same energy, this thing's coming back 2-2. You respond well. And again, in game, they got punched in the face and they cowered. Darius literally got punched in the face again. Can we just protect that? Can we just put him in, like, can we get mask?
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
What was the Leo movie? The Man in the Iron Mask. Could we get that mask for Darius to protect his face? But like, I'll talk after tomorrow.
Okay.
I
think you're overreacting to one game that was, and again, once they were down 20, 30 points and that got, teams just don't, they start to then prepare themselves for game four.
Well, no, that's what happened in the fourth quarter. You're excusing this. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And here's the thing. It doesn't have to be about anything more than game three. Do you think last night was acceptable?
No. Who does? Anytime you lose and lose like in that fashion, it's not acceptable.
Okay. Because I think that's...
But there's a reason. I mean, this isn't the NCAA tournament where you have one off night and you're bounced. Like, you have up to seven chances here.
This is the one series. Because again... We're making a generality, and you are right. The NBA playoffs have never been more lopsided. And it's probably because of the prominence of the three ball. You add an extra point for every made three-point attempt, and then you're doubling, tripling, quadrupling the three-point attempts from 30 years ago. Of course these games get more lopsided. But the why? They didn't just lose because Orlando got hot. That was, and I will say, there's something to me that thinks like, that was a flukish kind of thing. That's not who Orlando is. That's not what they do well. They were feasting off the home cooking. But I think, listen, you and I are in lockstep. I'm not writing the Cavs off. But as contenders, the Cavs, I will not take them seriously until they force me to. Because that's where my anger comes from.
I'm telling you, you're going to come back on Monday and you're going to have a whole different tune.
Well, no, but here's the point. I'm not saying that's what I feel like
right now.
What's my tune? Because that's what I can't figure out. Because all I'm saying is that was unacceptable, and that was exactly the same thing that held him back in the second half of the season.
I'm just saying you yelled for 15 minutes about one game. Like, you, I get it's unacceptable, and it sucks.
Literally, we had shows in this town say the series was over because of one game or two games.
Well, yeah, two games.
Yeah. So that's so much more than one game?
Dude, we've had... NBA analysts on who know a hell of a lot more than me and you who say the Cavs are so much more talented than the Orlando Magic that they'd be surprised if the Magic won this series. A lot of people don't think it should be a competitive series.
See, I think we keep going big picture with the Cavs, and I think I think it's a cop out.
All right.
The whole thing, all I ever heard when they were struggling in the second half was, but their record. And they went from being able to be the 2 seed to being the 6 seed. All I ever heard was anytime we talk about the coach, well, but the record, but 18-2. So we're big picture when it's like the right thing to do or when it's easy, but like the minutia is what matters in a 7-game series. And one game, listen, I'll be honest with you, one game, I'm just pissed about it because it completely stank last night. But this whole thing that this one game couldn't turn into two bad games when we saw that repeatedly in the second half, again, I expect the Cavs to win. But I cannot condone what I saw yesterday. And I think anybody saying, it's one game, okay. Make all the generalities, make all that. Because I'm now in the middle. I expect them to win this series, but I don't expect them to do much more than that. And if this thing turns into a 7-game debacle, I'll be honest with you, it'll be a massive embarrassment. I have to give Evan Mobley credit. His energy was consistent from the game last night to sleepwalking through that press conference there. Same level. He played about as hard as he sounded like he talked last night. That was not clear in plain English, but you kind of get what I'm getting.
Just not worried about it. I'll worry about it on Monday or Sunday if they play poorly and it comes back here for, obviously it's coming back for a game five, but I mean, if it's 2-2 and they come back, then I'll be concerned.
Why even worry then? Why not wait till after game five? We can wait till after game six.
We could.
You know what? Wait till they get eliminated. Then I'll worry.
If they get eliminated by the Magic, it's going to be a full-on meltdown. But I don't think it's going to happen, and I'm not going to waste the energy on it today. See, it's a beautiful day, Nick.
Yeah. So, okay. So if it was a crappy day, you'd care about that?
I might have.
If it was yesterday, it was 52 degrees and rainy and cold with no sunshine, you'd be just hot and bothered about it today. So here's the thing. I want to make it real clear. I'm in wait-and-see mode now. Show me. Like, Evan, I totally understand. If I understand, this could absolutely be one game. Show me tomorrow. Because I'm done with this. This whole, because they did this all, by the way, everything you heard from the Cavs last night after the loss, it was the same damn thing you've heard the entire season, which is JB Bickerstaff, well, we just got to try harder. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Hey, it was a team of youngins. And, you know, we didn't do our best tonight, but we're going to go out for ice cream anyways. And we're going to go ahead and here I'm going to do a little hair tussle over here, a little hair tussle over here. And we're back to it tomorrow. It's just one game.
Keep plugging away, little buckaroo. You'll get there one day.
And the messaging, this is like you want to know why I was freaking out about the messaging in March and April when JP, wrong guy. Sorry, Peter Lynn, caught astray, not intentional. When JB said this same crap. Or when Evan Mobley and Darius Garland, we just got to play harder. Yeah, that's a problem. I'll listen, the shots don't fall, that's fine. We saw that the other night with Boston. Or actually, Boston's shots fell okay. They just took like 31 threes when we're used to them taking 43 a game. But like, I can deal with, or hey, the other team just had a hot night. I totally can deal with that. I mean, doesn't make it any more fun, but like, this messaging, and honestly, JB last night, same card. You could have pulled JB from last night, and you could have pulled him from the Bulls loss right before the All-Star game. I couldn't have told the difference. Said the same damn thing. This is a guy who's coaching for his job, and he doesn't have the balls to call out his team. They got embarrassed. Thank God it's on NBA TV. That's a channel so pathetic that nobody watches it.
I just don't think that it's the right move. And again, I'm very hard on JB Bickerstaff. I don't necessarily think he should be back next year, but I just don't think it's the right move for him to denigrate his team in the middle of a series when you just played really well for the first couple of games and you know how talented your team is. In this game, in games like this, it's happened before. It'll happen again. It's a one-off. It's a one-off.
So I think the problem is – so my problem is not that he didn't – denigrate them last night or didn't go hard at how embarrassing that was. My problem is he couldn't because it would have been completely antithetical. It looked like he was losing the team if he did it last night. And the reason,
and that's why you don't do it.
Well, no.
Do you think Spo would do that?
I think Spo absolutely has chewed out his team in front
of
the media.
Yeah, but why do you have to do it in front of the media?
You don't have to do it. By the way, you don't have to do it all the time because like their coaches who, like Phil Jackson, that was his whole shtick. And it worked. The man did have plenty of rings. And listen, you don't have to do it all the time. Because then it becomes overkill. Like when Phil did it, Phil would do it once a week.
Nick, here's the thing too, man. These are professional athletes, okay?
Are they? Was that a professional effort last night?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes you hit a buzzsaw, man. I don't think that the players didn't want to win last night. Of course they wanted to win. They'd love to be up 3-0.
They'd love it.
But Nick, this isn't college or high school where JB's going to go at these guys and make them stay after practice and run suicides because they didn't give great effort. They're professionals. So, they've got pride. Let me talk. You talked the first segment. I'll talk about a lot of things, okay?
Come on.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
These guys have personal pride. You think they're going to come out in game four with that sort of effort again? It ain't happening.
I believe I was told that kind of effort wasn't going to happen in this series. I believe I was told when I pointed out that they always have an oopsie. At once a week, I was told that wasn't going to happen. I remember hearing that. I was just being a hater.
No one said you're a hater.
Oh, my mentions have been real fun. Oh, it's been a fun week.
Stop looking at your mentions.
Hey.
No, I will not. Because here's the thing. This show has been used by other shows on this station to go ahead and curry favor with the fans because all is well and nothing's wrong with the Cavs and it's a perfect team. They'll never lose.
Okay, that's
They're 48-18.
If you want to pander to pander to the fans, we are the media. You want to pander to the fans? Great, go ahead.
Well, no, but my point is...
Why do you care?
But now we're
Why do you care what other people are doing?
You care about other people? Come on.
I really don't.
Oh... That is not for today. I'm going to put a pin in it because I love you. I don't want to fight with you.
I really don't care.
I do not want to fight with you.
There are three other shows on this station.
There are.
And weekend programming. And I don't give a rip about what they think how they handle their business.
But I want to get back to it.
Okay.
It matters. Listen, I don't need the we're going to go fire and brimstone from JB every week. It'd be tedious and it'd be boring. But when you spend the entire last 2 months of the season doing this pampered bullcrap and relying on their professional pride, even when they've been professionally embarrassed in games. And when you allow this and you do it all second half of the season
I just don't think that in the regular season, you have the sense of urgency and like, I just think the playoffs, there's more pride on the line because you can write. It's like baseball, man. You have 162 games. You can look at wow, we lost 12-0. Okay, it happens.
Where was the pride last night then?
I think it was still there. I just think that you ran into a buzzsaw of
a team. It's the Orlando Magic. I don't know why my voice did that.
Okay, they are the 5 seed.
Okay. They're a team that couldn't score 90 points in the 2 previous games.
Because the Cavs gave great effort on defense.
No, because the Cavs said, go ahead and make those shots, and they didn't. And because the Cavs last night, that they kept going to the, they're not going to make that shot thing.
Well, and they did. And so, guess what? We'll find out if they can make some adjustments going into Game 4, which that'd be nice.
Where were the adjustments last night? Hey, don't just rely on closing out with once the person is actually taking the shot. Where was that adjustment? All I've heard is JB has outcoached Jamal Mosley, not from you, but all I've heard is JB's the better coach in the series. Where were the adjustments? Because JB isn't, we can't hold JB accountable for the lack of effort, because that's not what coaches do anymore. We can't hold him accountable for the lack of adjustments made in games, because apparently coaches don't do that. Am I supposed to judge him based off how much he talks to the officials? Is that his job? Like, what am I can't be critical of a team that was embarrassed last night on national television, which again nobody watched because NBA TV sucks. But
dude, I was pissed about that because I was sort of mobile last night because I was going down to Canton, and you know, my son was trying to watch it on his iPad as we were like heading to the restaurant. No go because YouTube TV because that's the mobile thing.
Yep.
I guess we have the Bally Sports app sucks anyway. It's the worst.
Him on Twitter saying, I'm scared y'all are going to fight. We're not going to fight.
We're not going to fight.
We're passionate. You're passionate today. I like that. We just disagree. I just would like to, I don't know when I'm allowed to hold JB accountable. I don't know when we're expecting, like when we're allowed to go after the players for pathetic effort. Like, I don't know when we're allowed to have critical takes of the Cavs anymore or when do we get to hold them accountable? I guess we don't. I guess we should just be happy with whatever the Cavs do. And ice cream with sprinkles on it, because you got to get the sprinkles. That's just a modifier.
I hate sprinkles
there.
On my ice cream.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.